you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I don't want to confuse people because it's still a live show. It's December, what is it, 12th,
13th.
2018.
That's a time check and a date check.
Well, because Willie was here
on
just
the
couple.
Same show.
Willie was here just a couple weeks ago, and people tune in all the time and go, is it a rerun, blah, blah, blah. No, Willie Farrell was just in town for a corporate gig last night at the Fuddy Bone, but he's heading back to his home in Des Moines and decided to hang out
I'm
with us this morning.
I'm not stalking you.
No, I'm glad you're here, man. Glad you're here. Our buddy Greg Morton, very
you
funny
You can't
man.
Stalk the willing. That's right. There you
a
go.
Lot of times headliners don't ever run into each other. Do you know Greg at all?
I met him 100 years ago.
Probably
I haven't seen
ago.
Him since.
Yeah.
But he's super
headliners
talented.
Never see each other because they're always headlining.
Super talented.
Yeah, he's a great
super
dude.
Super talented.
He'll be here tonight at the Funny Bone, funnyboneomaha.com through Sunday. Yeah. Willie, if you're in the Des Moines area, you're there all next week at the Funny Bone.
Yeah, I'm going to be at the Funny Bone 20th through the 22nd.
Your hometown. Your hometown.
Home club.
Willie, you were mentioning that you're working on a one-man show. About your. Is it about your life and your dad's life?
Right, yeah. Okay. Growing up with a guy.
Your dad was a mobster.
Yeah.
And you freely admitted that to us.
Sure.
It's just, it's part of history.
Yeah.
I don't think all the years I've known you, I've ever asked you this question. Is there, of course, my opinion of the mafia is that mafia messes with mafia people.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Are the movies that way?
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah. So, well, he was old school. That exactly what it
so
was.
So take
yeah.
this take this for what it yeah. means. Was there ever any shame that your dad was a gangster? To you?
No. You know, but growing up, after he was gone, there were times when I was in high school that there were, I could tell there was a couple kids, their family wasn't real happy about me being around.
Just because of the stigma.
Because of being Lou Ferrell's kid. But
you never thought that your dad was a bad man.
Because I was around him. He wasn't a bad man.
Right,
I mean, I saw what I saw.
Yeah.
And whatever was on the outside that, you know, they had to deal with. But
shame, but I mean, like you wish your dad wouldn't have been a gangster.
No, you know, it's crazy. Because
I'm not saying you should have that
well,
feeling.
When I was in high school, I was a sophomore in high school, that's when The Godfather came out.
Yeah.
And and all I could think of was, damn, I wish my dad was still around.
Oh, yeah. You know?
This would have been fun if he was there. You know? But, I never felt that
way. Now, what exactly was his job? Where was he in the pecking order?
Well, that's as far as being a gangster. He got sent to Des Moines by Al Capone and Frank Nitti to run things in Iowa, which sounds stupid. Because what's Des Moines, a little farm. But back in the 40s, Des Moines was a pretty thriving town as far as gambling.
Well, I heard Omaha was the same way back in the day.
Matter of fact, there's a book out that I'm trying to get a hold of called Wires, and it's an Omaha book. It's about the mob in Omaha.
Well, somebody's probably listening right now. Might be able to hook you up.
Yeah, and I want to hook up. Well, I tried to go online to get it, and the guy, whoever wrote it, I think he's selling them out of his trunk or something.
Okay. oh no, I think we met this guy.
Yeah,
I know you're
probably,
talking about.
Yeah. But I'd like to get a hold of the book because I was talking.
No, there was a guy that wrote a book about the mob in Omaha. You're right.
Wires and something.
So you go to. So he sent to Des Moines in the 40s.
Yeah, he got sent
to
there
run Des Moines.
Yeah, and it was basically I'd keep things going in Des Moines. Could have stayed in Chicago. Decided against it. Decided that he wanted to go do his own thing. So he was in Des Moines and always had chances to go back. But that's when he met my mom, and he liked Des Moines. He was a big fish in Little Pond.
Yeah.
But that's what he dug that. You know, he helped start Little League and all the other stuff.
And it's still a pretty historic name in that city, right?
Oh, to this day. I mean, it's funny. I don't run into a lot of people because it was a while back, but there's still people that talk about my dad, and it's always good stuff. It's always like...
Well, you're one degree of Al Capone, too, which is crazy.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's crazy your dad knew Al Capone.
Yeah.
That is just freaking crazy.
My grandma used to talk about Al Capone coming over the house to eat. I mean, my dad's mother, and it was nuts.
Was there a front? Was he a sanitation guy?
Oh, that's a great question.
Oh, my dad had businesses. Yeah. He owned sanitary disposal in Des Moines. He also, when he first came to town, he owned Canadian Ace Beer.
Yeah.
So he had a beer thing. It was funny, when I was a little kid, I'd be in school, and the first day of school, they'd always have you sign the papers. And, and I would always excuse myself and go get the payphone and say, Mom, what's Dad do again? And then half the time, it was like, just put self-employed on him.
So when you started doing comedy in the early 80s, you're just a couple years older than us, and you start. Did you run some old school guys? They're still alive?
My uncle, who was the button man for all those guys,
right.
I mean, he told me, he said, I'll get you in some clubs. Wherever you want to go, I'll get you in any club you want to go. And I said, I don't know if I want to do that. He said, why? I said, because I don't want to have to kill a senator later on in my life because you got me into the Playboy Club, you know? But he did get me into the Playboy Club in Chicago.
Did he really?
Yeah. So, but then after that, it was like I still got cousins that work in the outfit in Chicago. I mean, they're still
you still know people, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And but I never
that but that
never
the appealed. Old that the old mob's gone though, right?
Yeah. The newer guys are nuttier than ever.
Yeah. Right.
And it never appealed to me because every guy that I knew that was in that life. Either jail or dead. I mean, it never ends up good.
Did it ever not appeal to you because, you know, it's still committing a crime?
Yeah.
You don't seem like a guy who would commit a crime.
Yeah, and my fear was just jail or dead. I didn't want to be either one of those. Didn't sound, you know, and it's never appealed. My brother Johnny, I mean, he embraced it up until the day he died.
Really?
I mean, he still had connections.
What about your relationship or your dad's relationship with the cops?
Wonderful. Yeah. Absolutely wonderful.
Everybody
I mean, because back in the day, I mean,
he kept peace as much as they did.
When he had Canadian Ace Beer, I mean, the big deal was they would drive up in Christmas time, drive their cop cars up, open up the trunk, cases of beer.
There you go.
And
how about this then? Since he wasn't in Chicago, but was in Des Moines, and they could have sent people to travel, did you know, once you got older, because you're pretty young when your dad passed away, were there people trying to kill your dad?
Yeah, there were times when, I mean, we come home from places and you'd park the car and all of a sudden you hear my dad go, get a house! You know, we're serpentining through the front yard. And he obviously thought someone was looking for him. But
any attempts on his life at all?
I could sense that he always felt he was always looking over his shoulder.
Yeah, okay, got it. Yeah, now you look back on the 24. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Was his rivals or just pissed off guy?
I don't know. I wouldn't know. The funny thing was, there was nobody really in Des Moines, especially.
As you say, one family owned Des Moines.
Yeah, didn't have a rival.
Either. No. The funniest thing that ever happened. I remember when my dad used to, when he had the sanitary disposal business. He was the guy that used to clean up the fair. He had the fair account. And one morning, this is some friends telling me, my dad, he couldn't drive in the morning. I don't know if he was drunk, whatever, but he'd get one of the younger kids to drive him, like a 12-year-old kid was driving a car, and they had to go up through the campgrounds. So they go up through the campgrounds, and there was like an old man that, you know, had to watch the campgrounds, this old guy up there with a stick, and he hits the car, and he says, where's your badge to get in here? And my dad goes, I don't got the badge, but blah, 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 blah. And the old guy goes, next time you come, you have the badge. You don't want to make me mad. Oh. And the kid said, my dad looked at him and goes, pal, I don't want to make you mad. You know? So, I mean, when he could have went all, you know, gangster on him, he just took the other way, like, you're an old guy, I don't want to kill you.
All right.
You know, so.
Did you ever see your dad get physical with anybody?
Never physical, no. But the one time I saw him get mad on the phone, he got mad. I was a kid. There was a call. My dad started yelling at this guy on the phone. And my dad never yelled and never cussed in the house.
Mm-hmm.
He started cussing at this guy. Are you effing? I'm gonna bury you. You don't know who you're talking to. Blah, blah, blah. Next day, the guy ended up in Chicago, handcuffed to a steering wheel, shot to death. And then my dad got indicted for murder.
Yeah.
Come to find out, what happened was my dad mentioned it to some guys in Chicago that this guy's giving me a hard time. And one of the younger guys went, hey, you know, I'm going to get in Glue's good graces.
Right.
I'll whack this guy for him. And actually came back and told, hey, I took care of that thing for you. I didn't tell you to take care of nothing. I'm getting indicted for murder now. So, yeah. So you got to watch what you say to people, you know.
I didn't tell you to whack that guy.
That'd be like you telling me, you know what, Puss is really pissing me off. And then, you know, next week Puss is dead. And I went, hey, I took care of Puss for you. What? I didn't tell you to take care of me.
By the way, how come I can picture that whole conversation? Willie took care of him.
Yeah.
He's a good kid, but I killed him. Killed him for you.
Hey. Well, that you sounded like you wanted him gone. No.
What are the hearings? What were those famous hearings?
He was a Kefauver McClellan, and there was another one.
Yeah,
he was in front of three of them. He was one of the few guys that did all three.
Anytime you watch the mob shows, you'll see that famous hearing, and you can see Willie's dad, if you're not familiar with Willie's dad.
In front of Bobby Kennedy?
Yeah. All of them. Right
it reminds me of The Godfather when Frankie Pantangeli said, Michael Corleone did this. Michael Corleone did that. I said, yeah, sure. Why not?
That's what he did.
Me and his father with an olive oil business.
And they all stopped and started looking at each other. Senators all pissed off, started talking to each other. What a great
scene. Then he brings his brother in. And
so was your mom...
A saint.
Whatever happens, happens. That's his business.
She, my
the
mom,
old
used
school
to,
movie. Then
my basically. Mom used to tell me, well, and my mother was a saint. She was the most beautiful, go to church every day. But she used to say that he used to say to her, "I'm not going to tell you anything because you can't lie.
Right.
So what you don't know, you don't know." And that's how she lived her life.
How long did she last?
She lived. She died in 1995 age of 78. But she had Alzheimer's for 4 years.
Okay, so before that, so when your dad was gone in the 70s and the 80s, you talked to her about the life.
Oh, I used to talk to her. And my brothers used to really.
Did she just say, I don't know anything I want to talk about? Or
yeah.
Did she indulge
she would
you guys?
No, she would just say that, you know, guys would always come over the house. And we would have Jimmy Hoffa over the house. We would have all these guys. And she always said that he was a nice man. Everybody was a nice man. Because obviously they come to Lou's house, they're not going to start anything.
How about
so she
this?
Thought everybody was sweet.
How about this? How did the family handle financially once he passed away? Who took care of you guys?
Let me tell you what. All the guys that should have didn't. The one guy that took care of...
how'd your mom raise you guys after that?
Well, she went and got a job.
Did she?
Yeah,
oh.
She had to go get a job at the courthouse. But the one guy that did take care of us was a Jewish guy named Jaime Wiseman. And...
Well, you can't be more Jewish than that.
Yeah, he was in the car.
I know. Wiseman.
Yeah. See, when my dad took over, there was a guy that was in Des Moines before named Charlie Joy. Cherry Knows Joy. He took over. He left, and then my dad took over, and then Charlie tried to come back, and they didn't want Charlie back. Well, anyway, Charlie ended up getting whacked in a car, a drive-by.
Right.
Jaime Wiseman was in the car with Charlie. Mm-hmm. Jaime got out, kind of a Tupac Suge Knight thing.
Okay.
So Jaime got out. But anyway, Jaime was this Jewish guy that every month would show up at our house with an envelope and give it to my mom. My mom would cry a little bit and say, "You don't need to do this." But that guy was solid the whole time.
Yeah, because I remember when in the movie Goodfellas, when Ray Liotta's character goes to jail, he tells his wife, "They're not there for you now."
Exactly.
We're on our own. Yeah. Is that how it worked?
Well, yeah.
He actually died.
Yeah, but my uncle was still alive, and Jaime and a couple. So it was rough. It wasn't like, you know, they
all of a sudden you notice there was no money.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, as soon as I saw my mom, who I've never saw work a day in her life, all of a sudden she's applying for a job at the courthouse.
Right.
Then I thought, well, this ain't right. But then my brother Frankie was still around for a year and a half.
Right.
Yeah. He's 10 years older, and he kind of was taking over for my dad, meeting connections. Then he gets killed in the plane crash.
Yeah, that's right.
So, it was like my dad died, and then my brother, younger brother, who should have been a baseball player, ends up helping the family, and then he gets
in
killed
the same
in the plane
plane
crash.
As?
Rocky Marciano.
Which is another history.
Yeah,
you are so history involved here.
Yeah,
is that what One Man Show is going to be about?
Yeah, I'm going to take everybody through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And
there's a picture of Rocky Marciano and your brother before they get in the plane. I mean, whole era.
Yeah.
Did you know Henry Hill?
No, I didn't know. I met him through my brother Johnny. My brother Johnny got to know him in L.A.
Okay.
What a weird little man he was.
Yeah, we talked to him once.
Yeah, you know what's so strange is he was a goofball, but it's so funny because not a very pleasant-looking man.
No.
Of course, then they have Ray Liotta.
I know.
Exactly.
I know.
Yeah.
Have you seen the clips now? Somebody put together Ray Liotta's Shantix commercials mixed in with his Godfather song.
Yeah, with the guy. Yeah.
Oh, it's
yeah.
great. You know, I was on Shantix, and it shows him looking up to the helicopters all coked up and stuff. It's great.
The funniest thing is, have you seen the Snoopy characters doing the scene from Goodfellas?
No.
Am I funny to you?
Oh. Which Snoopy guys?
It's like Peppermint Patty. But they're doing, "You think I'm funny?" And it's the whole thing. And they lip sync it up to where it looks like they're actually doing it.
Oh, that's great. I got to check it out. Check out that Ray Liotta thing, too, Puss. If you get a chance, maybe share that. Because the Shantix commercials every damn day.
I think he was whacked out on the meth when we talked to him.
Ray Liotta, he's a strange cat, man.
Yeah.
Oh, not Ray Liotta. You mean Henry Hill.
Oh, Henry Hill.
Henry.
Well, my brother Johnny said that he was just goofier than hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
Well, one of his places of... when they were hiding, it was North Platte, Nebraska.
Right.
That's how
you talked to him when he was in North Platte.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and he was pretty much just telling people, "Hey, I'm over here."
Well, you know, that's the thing. You see, it's funny because kids grow up. We grew up, The Godfather, you know, you see these guys in tuxedos and they're very, and that's, it's Goodfellas. Most of these guys are just, they got balls bigger than their brains. Mm-hmm. They're complete idiots.
Right.
I mean, it's not, I think that's part of the reason why I never want to get involved, because I
knew
would go visit my cousins and I would see all these other idiots. I'm going, "I don't want to hang around these guys." You know, stupid Tommy Balloonhead. I'm not hanging around Tommy Balloonhead.
Tommy Balloon.
Oh, after we get off the air, I got to tell you a story. The first time I worked the Playboy Club, and these guys all show up, and I can't do it on the air.
Got it.
I'll tell you off the air.
Okay,
absolutely hysterical.
So the one man show will be just about your life, and
yeah, I'm just gonna start it from the start with me and my family. Show the pictures and show my dad. And
oh, you have stuff in the background.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to do a visual of some. I got some great pictures, and just take them through.
That's a lot of
what,
work.
When
sure
I
went, it's a lot of work, huh?
Yeah, it's
for a guy that riffs.
It's gonna be that's the toughest part is me staying to script, but it's something that I think needs to be done.
I think it does too.
For my life, I think that's what I have. This is like the big underline here. There you go.
I think so
too. I don't do anything else.
I can't wait.
This is it.
I can't wait to see that when you finally get it done. Yeah.
And they'll be juggling, and so you know
that's okay.
I've got a puppet that looks like J. Edgar Hoover.
Got it.
And,
perfect. On a steak.
Perfect.
Is it on a steak?
So, yeah.
Little song and dance.
A little song and dance, a little seltzer down my pants.
Good.
The seltzer down your pants. That's
right. Who doesn't love
that? That's old school.
One of the funniest scenes ever.
Exactly.
Ever. Ever.